The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss. Dear listeners, we have reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. وَاجْعَلْ لِسَانِي بِذِكْرِكَ لَهِجَ Make my tongue remember you constantly. وَقَلْبِي بِحُبِّكَ مُتَيَّمَ And my heart enthralled by your love. وَمُنَّ عَلَيَّ بِحُسْنِ إِجَابَتِكَ Be gracious to me by answering me favorably. وَأَقِلْنِي عَثْرَتِي وَغْفِرْ زَلَّتِي Nullify my slips, forgive my lapses, فَإِنَّكَ قَضَيْتَ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِكَ بِعِبَادَتِكَ Because you have decreed your worship for your servants. وَأَمَرْتَهُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ You commanded them to supplicate. وَضَمِنْتَ لَهُمُ الْإِجَابَةِ You assured them that they would be answered. فَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّي نَصَبْتُ وَجْهِ So towards you, my Lord, I have turned my face. وَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّي مَدَدْتُ يَدِي Toward you, my Lord, I have extended my hand. فَبِعِزَّتِكَ اسْتَجِبْ لِي دُعَائِي So by your might, comply with my supplication. Make me attain my desires. وَبَلِّغْنِي مُنَايِ Regarding the beginning phrase of this part, وَاجْعَلْ لِسَانِي بِذِكْرِكَ لَهِجَ We discussed in the previous episode. Now, let us talk about another aspect. Performing prayers is remembering Allah as well. This is a kind of practical remembrance. When we ask the Almighty Allah to make our tongue remember Him constantly, this can be in both ways. It can also have practical aspects as well, because we can perform prayers. And reciting Qur'an is remembering Allah as well. Sometimes we forget the special times, the special chances the Almighty Allah has set before us. Specific supplications recommended by Imams or those transmitted supplications for certain times and places are remembering Allah as well. Speaking in accord with the methods cited in the Holy Qur'an is another instance of remembering Allah. But the point is, above all, using the tongue for guiding people to Allah is the greatest and most valuable form of remembrance of the Almighty Allah.
Protect me and cause my tongue to accentuate your remembrance and my heart filled with your love and be gracious to me by your gracious response and cause my evils to appear fewer and forgive me my errors.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good. About all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased. is with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we could never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Thiqatul Islam Kulayni, in the final section of his valuable book, has narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that a pious man defeated Satan's temptations after a lot of worship. Because this constant remembrance of the Almighty Allah is a form, the best form of it is worshipping him. Now, Satan called his army and told them, which of you can get this pious man out of the worshipper's circle? Everyone of these Satans mentioned their tricks, but none was accepted. One of them said, I will deceive him by prayers. Satan liked this idea of deceit and appointed him as the agent for misguiding this mentioned pious man. Now, Satan's agent went to the pious man's temple and began worshipping very eagerly. He was much engaged in enthusiastic worship that the pious man could not ask him the reason for his rare wild worship. When he finally asked the reason from the agent, he answered, I have committed a sin and now I am regretful. My regretfulness has set me into eager worshipping without getting tired. The pious man wanted to experience the same state of worshipping after regret from a sin, and he did not even think of the consequences if he would die while committing the sin. So he asked Satan's agent to help him. The agent recommended for him to do adultery with a famous prostitute woman. The pious man rushed to her, and the woman was astonished at seeing this pious man and with his divine countenance in that quarter of the city. The woman thought he has been deceived, so she told him, one can never reach the position of nearness by wrongdoing. This state was so astonishing that the woman understood what state the man was in. The woman continued, the one who has encouraged you to do so has intended to deceive and misguide you. Committing sins brings humans down and does not promote them. Now turn back to your temple, and if you do not find your encourager, know for sure that he has been Satan. The man, the pious man, Akhund, returned to the temple but did not see that evil agent anymore. He was very grateful to the woman who had saved him from engaging in wrongdoing. On the other hand, the woman passed away on that very night, and the Almighty addressed the prophet of that age, accompany other people in burying her body. I forgave all her sins because she guided one of my servants. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you through